The tales are depraved and spooky. The drinks they sip are boozy. Tune in and you'll hear a doozy. The Tipsy and Depraved.
Welcome, everybody, to Extra Tipsy, our off-week episodes where we cover some paranormal fun things. I don't know. We're extra tipsy at this point. We've been recording for about a couple hours, so we're still drinking our episode 8 drinks of the pink lemonade tequila situation that I royally messed up.
But this is going to be out of order, though, because this should also be the previous week's drink, because Karina...
Well, I'm extra tipsy.
Spoiler alert, episode 8, margaritas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. So it's my fault because I forgot that I was supposed to come up with last week's extra tipsy last time we recorded. So we're recording it now.
I wish we had the face videos of it, though, when you realized that you were supposed to be the extra tipsy person.
I really thought that it was supposed to be you, and I don't remember at all. Agreeing to be next.
It's the order of which we go. Jackie did it before, and I did it before Jackie. Therefore, you go next.
There's only three.
For some reason, I don't remember your episode.
Because we were drunk. That's the whole point of extra tipsy.
That first extra tipsy,
I remember
editing the episode. I was editing the episode, and I don't remember the episode.
Yeah, first
I edited Extra Tipsy. That's why you don't remember it.
No, the actual episode that we recorded the day we recorded that was Extra Tipsy.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was gonna say, because for the Extra Tipsy episodes, like both of them were first listens. Like, I don't remember any of this.
Well, that's how it was the medical procedures device. We started it and I was like, I honestly don't remember what I covered, like, at all. I don't remember any of this, and we recorded
that's twice.
It's so sad that we recorded. Well, that's how drunk we were, because we had to record it twice because we messed it up.
You're not to blame, because I wasn't going to record my supernatural one right after that. And then when we got through the recording the second time, I was like, fuck it, I'm feeling good. Let's just go. Do I remember anything I said? No. But did we post it anyway? Yup.
Yeah. When I was editing your Jersey Devil episode, I was like, we're such messes.
I listened through that and I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Whew,
it's pretty bad. That was with me cutting things out.
Yeah.
And trying to make it more coherent.
Well, let's see how coherent I am this episode, because I am covering the Island of the Dolls, or Isla de las Muñecas.
Josh Gates, my baby.
They did it with an Expedition X
episode.
Expedition X episode about this island. It's super creepy. Highly recommend you check it out if you like anything paranormal. Expedition X is a fun show where they, like, explore.
Not different... an ad. We just really like them.
We just really like it. Yeah.
It's we a good talk show. About Josh Gates, like, every single episode.
We really do.
And I'm not mad about modern day
Indiana Jones.
Oh my god, he is. He's so sexy.
He's married with a child, Chelsea.
It doesn't mean he can't be sexy.
So I'm going to cover the Island of the Dolls, and it is a quick one. To me, this is like one of the creepiest things, because I just despise dolls in like the American Girl dolls, those
lifelike dolls.
The China dolls, I don't like them. I think they're scary.
I have to confess something. I had 3 American Girl dolls. I had Felicity. I had the, like, make your twin.
Oh, no.
And I had the Bitty Baby. I had all three.
I love it.
Oh, no. Love my parents to death for spending that much money on me. But, yeah, I had all three.
They're so expensive.
I sold them all on eBay.
You did? No.
Yes.
Nope. The only thing I had was Barbies, and that's, like, as close. Barbies and Polly Pocket. That was as close as I got told to you about things.
My porcelain doll collection. Yes. So I told you guys about that already.
Yeah, and I still have ownership over my grandmother's porcelain doll collection.
No.
I don't like porcelain dolls at all.
Well, those are the
Some of them were pretty cool, but I mean, I'm not, probably not going to display them in my house, but I mean, they're nice.
I swear I saw them moving.
I feel bad selling them.
Yeah, they're your grandmother's. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, they're heirlooms, and she was really into it. I was really close to her, so
yeah.
I feel like that connection to them, but they also creep me the fuck out.
Yeah, it's a.
I get this. It's very.
You're in a rock and a hard place there.
Yes.
Maybe I could find like a museum or something, like a doll museum or something, and see if any of them need them, and then they're going to a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or keep them so you have that connection, and
yeah, in my attic for the rest of my life.
Oh no,
yeah, and maybe and then your grandkids will find them, your great grandkids, and like,
Oh, the moment I have grandchildren, that's going right in the will. There you go. This is yours, all first grandchild.
Yeah,
all you, bubble.
So The Island of the Dolls, we go.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, sorry, that was a tangent.
So in the 1950s, a man named Don Julio Santana Barrera became the caretaker of an island off of Mexico City.
He sounds sexy.
Off the canals. Well,
say his name again.
Don Julio Santana Barrera.
Say it again.
No. It says some accounts say he kind of left his family in Mexico City and just moved to this remote island.
Well, that's fucked up.
It was, yeah. The circumstances around why he became the caretaker of this island are hazy at best. So one day on the bank of the island, he discovered a body of a drowned girl. And just a few feet away from the girl's body was a doll that also washed to the bank of the island. And Don Julian became fixated on this what happened, and he hung the girl's doll from a tree.
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna say he hung the girl.
Oh no. It doesn't say what he did with the girl or what happened to the girl at all in any of these accounts.
He's like, look at this doll. He just pushes the dead girl back into the river to keep going.
Yeah,
but look at the doll.
No, there's nothing about what happened to the doll or to the girl. And some think he was warding off the ancient Aztec spirits, and others say it was the spirit of the drowned girl who just possessed him or told him to hang the doll or something, and to keep the girl's spirit content. Apparently, Barrera would retrieve dolls that washed up onto the shores of the canals and save them from garbage from wherever he went, and hang the discarded dolls across the island wherever he could, and in his house, his little shack, in trees. Mm-mm. For the next 50 years.
I don't like it.
So he would scrounge from the trash. There's thousands now. There's nobody's counted, but there has to be thousands. If you look up pictures, I should have put on the drive.
I am morbid.
I've seen the episode.
Look up pictures of the island, and he just hung them from the trees in whatever state of disrepair they were in. So some are headless, some are bodiless, and some are missing arms, hands. Some are, like, graffitied. It's creepy as hell. What's weirder is many people, including his own family, didn't believe that he ever even found the girl, because nothing is said about what happened to the body of the young girl. And
I'm telling you, he probably just pushed her back. He's like, I'm keeping the doll.
I mean, some believe he imagined it or, like, made it up. they don't know.
Like maybe he just found the doll and no girl.
Yeah, but it's, so it's not clear whether or not the girl even existed. But what's weird is that Don Julian's body was found in 2001 in the exact spot where he said he discovered the drowned girl.
No. No.
Mm-hmm.
Don't like
no.
it.
No, no, like.
So now it's really this tourist attraction, and people have continued to bring dolls to the island, attempting to ward off whatever evil spirits that are there. And now there's thousands. So not just the ones that Don Julian was putting up, but people bringing dolls to the island and hanging them like from trees and creepy wiring. And the locals insist that the dolls come alive at night and even whisper to each other.
I believe it. I believe it.
100%. The island is currently in the care of Anastasio Santana Velasco, who's Barrera's nephew. And in the last 2 decades, there's been boat tours in Mexico City that have popped up to take people to the island now.
Of course.
But it is, you have to look it up. Google Island of the Dolls or La Isla de la Muñeca. I can't even talk. Isla de las Muñecas. Google it. It's creepy as hell. Just looking at pictures during the daytime, if you watch the episode, they stay there overnight, and it's
the doll eye that pops open.
It's just so weird because things just start happening. In the episode, it shows like one of the dolls that are hanging in the shack just sort of freaking moving, like swaying by itself. And the girl in the episode is like, forget what the woman's name is. She's like, there's no wind here. Like, she's sitting in the house and there's no wind and it's just one doll moving. And there's like a ton of dolls hanging from the ceiling and only one doll is starting to swing. Like, that's freaking weird.
So fucking weird.
So weird.
Ugh. I hate dolls. I love but hate dolls.
Imagine. And there was one point during like the episode that I'm talking about specifically that the lights turn on, like her flashlight turns on and off by itself. Like, I don't know about you. I believe in ghosts.
I do too.
I think that's a real thing. Apparently 50% of people believe in ghosts and 50% of people don't. I'm on the other 50%.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Like, there's something. I don't know, but there's something. Things are haunted, for sure.
There's energy that can keep you here.
I don't know what it is. When I was house shopping, there was a house that was built in, like, the 1800s. It was on the market every year. If you look at, like, the sale history, it was on the market every year. That one's freaking haunted.
Yep.
Bad vibes.
Yeah, that's like Amityville Horror vibes.
Yeah.
So I have to ask, though, would you ever go to this island? Because it's a tourist attraction. You can go there.
I would.
Yeah, I'd go.
You would go?
I would go. Mm-hmm. I'd be scared. I would be scared shitless, but I would go.
I would never.
Maybe honeymoon. I'll convince Phil.
Yeah. But take me with you. Third wheel. Let me third wheel your honeymoon.
You would honeymoon?
To Mexico City.
Okay, Mexico City. Fantastic. Yes. City life.
And then, yes, exactly. And then you just take like a day trip excursion.
A day trip to a creepy island on your honeymoon?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, dear.
You know what I was thinking would be fun? Like, once COVID's over and like we could go on a girls' trip. Let's go to Hawaii. I want to go on the rafts that go through the old sugar ravine things that were made.
Okay, that's do you not know haunted. That? That's nice. That sounds fun. Yeah,
that's nice. I love Hawaii.
But have you seen those?
I've never been to Hawaii. Never seen that. Might be,
they made like amazing.
These little like ravine like carve out things for water.
Mm-hmm.
And the sugar plantations are all defunct, so they just have these ravines with flowing water everywhere. And you could do, like, lazy, like, rafting through them.
Oh, that's nice.
For the day.
You gotta find out which island, though.
I think it's Hilo.
We're talking about... Okay. Because we went to Kauai. Sure. We went to Kauai. That's where we got engaged. But Kauai was amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'll have to.
Everyone goes to Hawaii. If you're going to go to Hawaii, go to Kauai.
I'll have to plan a trip.
It's the westernmost island. It's not a tourist trap. Like, it's, if you love hiking, outdoors, good food, go to Kauai.
So no recommendations to the Island of the Dolls.
Well, that too. I would go.
I don't know. I don't think I would go. I wouldn't.
You know what? I think I would be able to sleep. So I'd go on a vacation with Karina and not tell her where we're going. And just end up at this island.
Oh no, I'm a type A personality.
It's a tent, then we're just staying there.
She would need to know.
I'm a type A personality,
babe.
You
would need to disguise it really well.
My days are planned by the hour on vacation. I'm sorry. Like, if you're coming with me, we're having a color-coded calendar.
I love it.
Actually, excursions need that in life.
I love it.
It's not. We don't fly by the seat of our pants and just go.
I already told you I need structure in life, but I'm not willing to give myself structure. So.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Like, all of our vacations have been very, like, okay, what are we doing? Let's just explore. And we'll, like, walk whatever city we're in. And that's our day.
Mm-mm. Yes.
But I would also thrive if someone had, like, Karina had the type A personality, be like, we're doing this, 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 and this. Yes! In for it. Let's go! I don't have to think about it. I'm cool. Let's go. I don't have to make the decision? Fantastic.
Yeah, I do all my planning ahead of time. I Google, I research.
I love it because I don't do it for myself.
Yeah. No.
And Karina, can you plan us a Disney World trip? Girls trip, Disney World.
Yeah, like,
plan it out.
Yeah. No, then I need my special friend who knows everything.
That's fine.
Jocelyn?
I need Jocelyn.
Just group trip.
That's Jocelyn fine. Could come.
Jocelyn will help.
That's a girls trip?
Yeah.
Hello?
We need four anyways for even rides.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although I'll ride solo. I don't care.
I will too.
You guys are funny. But I won't ride solo.
Just like, I will not ride solo.
I will not. I'm going to be real with you. Exactly why I would so, not I'm go here, to the Island of the Dolls.
Jackie and the three of us go, and Jackie and I always pair up and then force Karina to break out of her.
Absolutely not. Because I will not go anywhere by myself. If I'm on vacation, I'm not going anywhere like by myself. It doesn't feel right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Exactly why I wouldn't go, like, I would never go on vacation anywhere like by myself. I'm not that type of person.
I never did that. Either.
Like, I know some people who can just, like, fly to Spain and, like, go explore, and I'm like, no.
I can never do that. I always had, like, at least one other person with me.
Yeah. At least one other person. I know people who go to Disney World by themselves and, like.
You know what? But Disney, I could probably do by myself.
Really?
To be honest, yeah. I could probably do, like, a Disney. Like, Disney
I did
World,
a day at Disney by myself. I don't think I did any rides, but I walked around.
Another amusement park.
Like, I did the shows that no one really ever wants to go to. Like, when we go, like, whenever I go with people, I went to those shows. I did, like, the Hall of Presidents, the Blinken thing. And then I watched, like, the parades and stuff. And then I just ate a bunch of food by myself. And it was great.
Yeah, that, like, that I could do by myself. But going somewhere new, I would need someone with me for that.
Yeah.
I feel like. But going somewhere I know, I would be like, all right, yeah, I've been done this before.
Mm-mm.
Cool. Day to myself. Zen time.
The only time I have, like, I schedule days in to relax.
I try to do that. It never works.
Like, there's always a pool day. Like, spend the day at the hotel, pool day, relax day, that's not as scheduled as the rest of the week.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
Oh, we did that. We did that in Hawaii. Our last 2 days were just, like, at a resort, at the pool.
Yeah.
Order cocktails to my beach chair. Give me all the frozen drinks.
Sometimes you need that day.
Yeah, I need these 2 days before we get back on a 7-hour flight
Relax. Yeah, like you just want to relax some.
12-hour flight home.
Is it 12 hours?
It's 12 hours. No. Yeah. It's a long flight to Hawaii, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
It's worth it. That's our like number one. That's one of our honeymoon spots.
Yeah. Well, my paranormal episode turned into a vacation spot episode. So feel free to visit Mexico City on your next trip, or Hawaii, or apparently Disney World. Those were our top three destinations.
Yeah, or Mexico take a vacation City, over to our socials.
Check us out on social media. On Instagram, we are at Tipsy Depraved Podcast. On Twitter, we are at Tipsy Depraved. And on TikTok, you can check out our videos at Tipsy Depraved Podcast.
Do it.
Do it.
Thanks for trying.
Like and subscribe.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Leave comments. All the stars. We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.